more states must take Florida's lead in combating socialist indoctrination. Commentary. Socialist ideology has been spreading through America's children and young adults like a cancer. That cancer has only continued to metastasize as Marxist ideologues continue their march through all educational institutions and consolidate their grip on power, forcing out educators and administrators who do not march to the rhythm of their dirge. Fortunately, however, many Americans are waking up to the existential threat Marxists pose to our nation's children and to the United States as a whole. And their state lawmakers are beginning to take strong action. On April 17, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed Florida SB 1264. This monumentally important bill, titled History of Communism, represents a first-of-its-kind legislation designed to roll back Marxist indoctrination in the state of Florida and educate young Floridians about the evils of socialism, communism, Marxism, and collectivism in general. SB 1264 accomplishes three primary objectives. First, it improves existing communist curriculum standards. Beginning in the 2026 to 2027 school year, public school teachers will be required to instruct their students about the history of communism in the United States and the increasing threat that communism poses today. The various humanitarian and economic catastrophes that foreign countries have experienced under communist rule, with a particular emphasis on China and Cuba. Competing political ideologies of communism, totalitarianism, and democracy. And the various events that typically precede communist revolutions. To say that this curriculum adjustment is comprehensive would be an understatement. Second, SB 1264 establishes the Institute for Freedom in the Americas at Miami-Dade College to preserve the ideals of a free society and promote democracy in the Americas. The Institute for Freedom will partner with the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom to hold workshops, symposiums, and conferences that provide networking opportunities for leaders throughout the region to gain new insights and ideas for promoting democracy, including knowledge of and insight into the intellectual, political, and economic freedoms that are foundational to democratic society, among many other important tasks. Third, the bill directs Florida's Department of State, in conjunction with Florida's Department of Education, to work with the Florida legislature and create a Florida-based museum memorializing the history of communism. Ultimately, this bill will give Florida students the ammunition they need to withstand Marxist indoctrination, whether that comes from academia, the media, Hollywood, the federal government, non-governmental organizations, or any of the plethora of organs now tightly controlled by Marxist visionaries. Such legislation could not be more vital in a time when young people all across the country are espousing socialism to an unprecedented degree. For instance, a 2018 poll from Gallup found more than half of Americans aged 18 to 29 years old have a positive view toward socialism, with less than half viewing free market capitalism, the diametric opposite of socialism, from an economic point of view, favorably. As Gallup notes, in 2010, more than two-thirds of young Americans viewed capitalism favorably. That is a massive shift in a relatively short amount of time. Further, a 2019 YouGov/Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation survey found that 64% of Gen Z respondents and 70% of millennials would be somewhat or extremely likely to vote for a socialist candidate. Equally striking is that 19% of millennials and 12% of Gen Z actually think that the Communist Manifesto better guarantees freedom and equality for all than our Declaration of Independence. In an ideal world, the number of socialist adherents would be zero. Socialism has no redeeming qualities. It may sound nice to the uninitiated, but underneath it all is a mailed fist of oppression, destruction, and evil. Ironically, many of these budding socialist ideologues do not even know what socialism is. A 2019 poll conducted by the Young Americas Foundation found that more than half of students aged 13 to 22 years old cannot even accurately define the ideology they trumpet from the rooftops. This is why legislation such as Florida SB 1264 is so important. In the press release that accompanied the bill's signing, Governor DeSantis proclaimed, "The truth will set us free." we will not allow our students to live in ignorance, nor be indoctrinated by communist apologists in schools. To the contrary, we will ensure students in Florida are taught the truth about the evils and dangers of communism. Florida Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. echoed Mr. DeSantis, stating, "It is vitally important that every student learns about the dangers of communism, and I am proud to stand by Governor DeSantis as he signs this legislation to ensure Florida remains the bastion of freedom. Lawmakers in other states must take Mr. DeSantis's and Mr. Diaz Jr.'s words to heart and use SB 1264 as a model to craft laws of their own." As detailed in a booklet Chris Talgo and I wrote for the Heartland Institute, socialism at a glance, liberty and socialism are incompatible. If socialism thrives, liberty dies, and so do millions of innocent people. It is really that simple.